Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. In order to understand this Mishnah, we have to realize that when the Jews first came into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered more land than they would subsequently take over when they came back from their first Golos in Bavel. And therefore, there's areas, what we call Kol Shechziku Ole Mitzrayim, that those who came out of Mitzrayim took possession of. That's a much larger area. And a smaller area was taken over by those Hechziku Ole Bavel, that was taken over by the control of those who came up from Bavel. And therefore, the area where the people who came up from Bavel took over, that is the primary area of Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ba'is Sheni, and the laws of Shemitah in particular apply fully there. However, the areas that were only conquered by Ole Mitzrayim, but not subsequently by the Ole Bavel, the same laws do not apply. And that's because that the original conquest did not retain its Kedusha. Only the subsequent conquest of Ole Bavel maintained the Kedusha even after Churban HaBayis. But the first conquest lost its Kedusha in the first Churban, but the second Kedusha, the second conquering, did not lose its Kedusha after the Churban HaBayis. So the Mishnah begins, the Shalosh Arotzos LaShvias. There are three distinct areas geographically regarding Shemitah. Kol Shechziko Ole Bavel, any area that was taken possession of by those who came back from Bavel, that's Me'eretz Yisrael. From Eretz Yisrael itself, Va'ad Kiziv, until an area in the north called Kiziv. Lo Ne'echol, it cannot, during the year of Shemitah, it cannot be eaten. V'lo Nevad, it cannot be worked. Now, what does it mean it can't be eaten? There's two different opinions. One opinion is that if you work the land illegitimately and something grew there, it's usur to eat those things that grow. The other opinion is it's referring to the laws of beer, and that after beer, without performing the mitzvah of beer properly, you cannot eat those fruits after the time of beer. And of course, v'lo neva, they can't be worked in that area of Eretz Yisrael until the area of Kiziv. Now, v'chol shechziku ole Mitzrayim, any area that was taken possession of exclusively by those who came up from Egypt, the first conquest, but not the latter conquest, which is Mikziv, from the area called Kziv, v'ad ha-Nahar, until a particular river somewhere in the north, v'ad Amana, until Amana, which was Hor ha-Har, which is on in the northwest of Eretz Yisrael, that area, Ne'achol avalo ne'avad, it can be eaten, either if something grew there legitimately, you could eat it, or there's no din beer on those fruits, but it can't be worked. Then, finally, min ha-Nahar, umi Amana v'lifnim, from the river, and from this area called Amana, and within that area, which is really, the word lifnim is a little difficult, because it should really be mibachutz, outside of it. But that's the intent here, though, is that further north from that, which is completely chutz la'aretz, even the Ole Mitzrayim never made it there, that's nechol v'nevad, you can eat the fruits of it, and it can be worked as well. It's simply chutz la'aretz, considered outside of Eretz Yisrael.